Bastien and Cabrera would be absent from today's meeting. Commissioner Bermudez.
Present.
Commissioner Cohen-Higgins. Senator Garcia.
Present.
Commissioner Gonzalez. Commissioner Hardiman. Commissioner Higgins. Commissioner McGee. Commissioner Regalado.
Present.
Commissioner Steinberg.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Gilbert. Seven members present, we have a quorum.
Okay, please rise for invocation and pledge of allegiance. Bow your heads. God, thank you for this day that we've never seen before, we never see again. We pray that you give us the strength, the wisdom, the grace to do all things in your will, in the manner in which you would do them in this time that we have. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Let's see. So we're not going to start with CDMP. We're going to start with zoning, right, Higgins? Okay, so Madam Attorney, Mr. Zoning people, we're going to start with zoning.
Mr. Chair, at this time, the zoning director will read the opening statement.
Okay. Yeah. We don't have the CDMP district commissioners here.
We're in the mix.
Small-scale application, the resolution will be deemed withdrawn. Both items on your CDMP agenda are concurrent CDMP zoning items. That means that the public hearing for the concurrent application will be held once during the CDMP portion of the meeting, and that shall serve as the public hearing for both the CDMP and the zoning components of the application. I know that the clerk already swore in witnesses for zoning, but just in abundance of caution, I'd recommend that the clerk swear in the witnesses for CDMP as well.
Please stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. You may be seated. Interpreters? Do you swear or affirm that you will make a true interpretation of the questions asked and testimony given? Thank you.
And these hearings will be conducted pursuant to quasi-judicial proceedings. I can read the first ordinance.
Yes.
So, ordinance relating to Miami-Dade County Comprehensive Development Master Plan providing disposition of application number CDMP 202-300-19, located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Northwest 6th Avenue and Northwest 95th Terrace, filed by 585 Northwest 95th Terrace, LLC, as an October 2023 cycle application to amend the county's Comprehensive Development Master Plan, providing severability, exclusion from the code, and an effective date. Also 3A supplement and 3A1, which is the companion resolution to transmit. This is a public hearing.
Public hearing is item, it's open, item what, 3A, 3A substitute? Can we do all the public hearings together? Oh, she's not. Yeah, never mind. Let's just do this one. Anyone wishing to be heard on 3A and 3A substitute, please come forward. Give me your name, your address, and you have 2 minutes.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners. My name is Maria Graglia with Law Offices at Stern Weaver Miller, 150 West Flagler. I represent the applicant, 585 Northwest 6, LLC. We're here on a concurrent application. It's a small-scale CDMP as well as a rezoning for one of the parcels. I did submit some slides, so if those can be brought up.
Wait, time out.
Just give a couple minutes.
Well, she can do the presentation, but we can do public hearing first.
Sorry.
Or
I assume she was speaking for public hearing, but I didn't see anyone else come up.
Yeah. So is there anyone else? Which item is this?
Three,
do we have any public speakers for this? We have no speakers. Okay, so public hearing on 3A and 3A supplement is closed. And now I'm going to turn it over to the applicant.
Through the chair?
Yes. Yes.
I just wanted to check. I know because this is a concurrent, to see if there were any speakers signed up for the companion zoning item, which is
1C. Yes. Is anyone here to speak on 1C? Okay, so 3A and 3A supplement and 1C, the public hearing on those items are now closed. And this is for the applicant now.
I apologize. And I'm not sure if Mr. Bell wants to make any comments. I think I sort of... Nope. Okay.
It's fine. You can go first.
All right. Perfect. Did we? Okay. So this is the wrong one, the wrong set of, because we're at the CDMP. So there were two sets of slides that were submitted, but it doesn't matter. They're pretty much the same. Here's the application area. So this is an area that consists of two parcels. One parcel is 7,000 square feet. The other parcel is 14,000 square feet. They are both zoned currently RU3B. So I'm looking at a different exhibit. Anyways, this is a small scale of amendment from low density residential to business and office. So on the smaller portion, let me see if I can get to the slide. The 7,000 square foot parcel is a vacant parcel at the moment. The 14,000 square foot parcel is. Okay. The 14,000 square foot parcel is currently developed with a warehouse. If you can see around the area, there is a lot of business and office around this area. Adjacent to it there is residential, a residential neighborhood. Here is what I can show you. This parcel is adjacent to I-95. It is actually the entrance to I-95. So to get into this parcel, there is two entrances on 95th as well as 6th Avenue. 6th Avenue is the entrance to the northbound lane of I-95. As you can see there, the purple is actually I-95. This is the area that we'd like to do the small scale amendment to have business and office. And the purpose for this is to be able to construct a very small office building for the administrative offices of the warehouse itself. So the warehouse administrative offices are contained within the warehouse itself. This would permit to move those offices into that small office building, which is 3,650 square feet approximately is what we're proposing. And that will allow more uses in the warehouse, and we're hoping to bring in more, about approximately 10 more jobs for their entry-level jobs, by the way. We comply with the objectives, as you can see here, of the comprehensive plan. And we are proposing, we've proffered a covenant. It's been executed and submitted to the county. So we're restricting the existing warehouse use to 7,650. That is existing. We're not increasing that square footage. And we're also restricting the proposed use of office to two stories no more than 35 feet in height. Here, I'm going to show you some pictures of what the existing site looks like. This is the warehouse adjacent to the vacant parcel. Again, a couple of pictures from other areas so you can see what's on the site right now. This is across the street to the warehouse parcel and adjacent. There's a gas station and there's some single family homes. Again, this is adjacent to the warehouse parcel. There's a single family home. Again, some commercial uses across the street that are already being used commercially. This is what we're proposing. We are proposing, this is, if you notice, this building is split by an elevator shaft. On one site, with the gray, that's the existing warehouse, and we're building the office adjacent to it. And here's another picture from, this is what you're going to see from the residential side. We have agreed that we're going to put sufficient buffers to the residential homes on the east side of the parcel. Again, this is now looking at the parcel from the north elevation. There's a single family home there, so we're trying to make it look more residential rather than office. So we've made those architectural designs so that it blends into the neighborhood, even though it's not 100%. The neighborhood doesn't have this architectural style, but we think that that's going to be a really nice improvement to this neighborhood. Again, a few more renderings. I just want to show you what this is going to end up looking like when we finish this project. We have gone through the community council. We received unanimous approval there. They actually commented that they believe that this is going to be great for the neighborhood. We also came to the planning advisory board, which was also unanimously approved. And what we're rezoning is one of the parcels where it has the warehouse, so 14,000 square feet. That's already zoned BU1A, so we're taking the 7,000 square foot parcel, the vacant land, and we're also rezoning that to BU1A. And with that, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Can you take the slide back to the renderings where we can see where the residential properties?
Yes. Are? Okay, this one?
Okay, that's correct.
Yes.
So the north side is the part where I see the palm trees that are going from left to right, east to west, right?
Yes.
And so do you have access to the property from that viewpoint?
No, the access to the property is either going to be on 95th or 6th. There's not going to be access to the property on that side, on the north side of the parcel.
Okay. So, and I'm assuming on the east side of the parcel, and this is a question that also the department can answer, they have some sort of cement wall at a minimum height. Is that correct to separate this use from the residential use?
So we have not submitted a site plan yet. That's one of the things that we would work with zoning and planning to come up with whatever they want as a buffer to that side. We told them we would create the buffer, whatever is needed, whether it's a cement wall. Right now, there's nothing. Right. It's fencing.
So I want to be clear, and I need the lawyer's help with this and also the department. I'm willing to move forward with this proposal. However, what I would believe to make it sufficient to because it's adjacent to those properties, I would like whatever cement wall that is required to be built, because I'm sure there is a cement wall that's required to be built because it's a commercial property next to a residential. So we would require that cement wall to be built, and it probably at a minimum height. I'm assuming it's going to be like a minimum 6-foot wall that must be built. I want it to be built. Walls are still built interior to their property because of the way that, you know, you have the foundation. However, I want to push a little further inside. Reason being is because on the outside of the wall, which still belongs to the applicant, I would like sufficient hedging to be built, to be planted. So what you'll see is that you have sufficient hedging. So if you live next to this, you see beautiful green. And then behind that, you will have a wall, right, that satisfies the code. And then on the end, and can you go back one more where you just were? I don't want to see this. This is the view. If I were a household, I'm looking westward. This is what I would see. And I mean, even on the screen, it doesn't show very well because it's just bright white. So what I'm saying to you is that I would love to see hedging on the side that's closest to the residence, which means that the wall would just have to be set back just a little bit more. So if a wall, for instance, is a foot and a half off of the property line, then maybe you add an additional foot, right? Which gives you the opportunity to plant hedgings there. So now when I'm looking at this, I see a well-maintained hedge that will be required, or some sort of planting that would be green, right? That would be tall, that could grow. Nothing that is considered to be just grass or low plantings that would reveal this monstrosity of a wall. Because most people who own property next to properties like this, those aren't very large. So that wall is going to be rather close to them. And so I at least want it to be green, right? And so I don't know how in this that you would do that, but if the applicant is okay with this, I think that would be a welcomed change to whatever proposals they move forward with in the future. So how will we capture that with all of this?
Commissioner Hardiman, and we agree. We didn't, these were just conceptual plans, so we don't have anything, but this is what we want it to look like.
Yes.
We did talk to staff. We are going to put landscaping there. I just want to make sure that everyone, this is a tight spot, a tight area. Yes. And that could be the driveway. So I want to make sure that whatever goes in there, we want to put the landscaping. But if the wall interferes with the landscaping because of the drive aisles, I think that we could probably put a fence.
But a fence is not sufficient, but yeah. There's different types of landscaping. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. If you plant, I don't know, bamboo grows here, but if you plant bamboo is a very, narrow sort of space that you need, and it will give you a breakup in the site, so it gives you some sort of beautification. I want it to look beautiful.
Okay.
Then the design is nice. You have palm trees. One of my commissioners hates palm trees, but however, there are things that you can do. Just ask for your landscape architect to dig deep into their toolbox to make this look pretty, so that it is in the neighborhood something that people look at and appreciate rather than look at and deter. Right. So
well taken, and my client wants to do a very nice project.
Thank you. I've been to that area. Yes, you have some response.
Commissioner, I think I know you were asking, I think our office, how to accomplish this. There are two covenants here. One is the CDMP covenant, one is the zoning covenant. My recollection, and perhaps staff can confirm if I'm incorrect on this, is that the zoning application covers a smaller portion of the property. The CDMP application covers both the existing warehouse and the new proposed office building, but the zoning application, I think, only covers the new proposed office building portion of the property. So, depending on where you are requesting the landscaping, it could be appropriate to, if it's the will of the board, if this meets your what you're looking for, to add something to the CDMP covenant.
I want to be clear, whatever is required to make the adjustments to achieve our desired goal is what I want, right? And it seems that the applicant is willing to make those adjustments. They obviously don't want to lose their driveway. And, and if you think about a wall, I have a technical question. To build a wall, does it require, what is a typical, what is it? The cinder block is what, a 2x4? Is it 2x4? Or, what is it, 4x6? What is it? Like a block, like a one cement block. 4x8? I'm hearing a 4x8 going once.
Anybody else?
Sounds pretty good, right? Is it 4x8? Yeah. So my question is this: if that is I've seen when they recess, you have a straight wall and they want to show a recess in that wall, they use a smaller block, right? So my question is: do you have to use a 4x8 to build a wall, or can you build a wall with a smaller block? Yes.
Through the chair. Commissioner, they could use a precast wall, which would be a little bit narrower, depending. The cinder blocks are wider than that typically, so you'd have the columns, then put the precast in the middle to provide the buffer.
So I'm not telling them what to do, but my point is that I don't want to cheat the residents out of a better view. And so if we can, we all appreciate what a wall does because, I think it's probably required by law. I know in the city of Miami, at least when we had zoning things, the commercial had to build a wall next to the residential places. So I just would like to see that there is sufficient separation through that wall. I'm sure it's already required. But also on the side that's closest to the residence, that we have sufficient planting so that it is beautified. And I don't know how we would capture that. What that is what I want to agree to on spirit here, because I don't want to defer your item. I want you to move forward with this sort of understanding today, and that we can accept those adjustments within the whatever documentation that we have. If that's sufficient, then we can move forward as we are.
Well, as the attorney said, there are two covenants. There's one for the CDMP, and there's a covenant for the rezoning. And on the rezoning covenant, that's where we added that language where we said that owner will provide the necessary buffers between the property and the adjacent residential uses as reasonably required by Miami-Dade County during the site plan review. We can add it there because in that same covenant, it says that we also shall comply with the CDMP covenant. So you can either, okay. I mean, either way, I think we're covered.
I just don't want the language necessary to mean just the law. But then you say necessary and you say reasonable. So to me, that takes a step beyond the law because you have what's the law and then you have other reasonable expectations. And as long as we all understand that this is where we are, I'm fine with that. But I don't want to drive by this project in the future and see a big blank wall and have people have heat, bouncing off the wall back into someone else's property.
Through the chair. Commissioner Hardiman, I would recommend some change to either one of the covenants in addition to the existing language that related to the buffer.
Okay.
I don't know what the applicant would be amenable to. I just jotted something down. So it could say that the applicant is required to add additional outer landscaping to provide additional buffering along the east side of the property between the adjacent properties and the wall.
Okay. Yes, but make sure that landscaping, it must be at least the height of the wall or within 1 foot of the, at least shy of 1 foot of the height of the wall. So for instance, if you had a 6 foot wall, if it was 5 feet, I mean, that's sufficient. If it grows taller than that, beautiful. But I want to give you just some parameter. I just don't want it to be a 1 foot plant next to a 6 foot wall.
I understand exactly what you want, and we don't have any objections to that. The only thing that I just want a little bit of wiggle room in the event there's a conflict with the driveways. That's it. So we will put the landscaping in there. That is clear. That's something that my client has been willing to do from day one.
I don't want to impair the use of the property.
Yeah.
So I don't intend to do that. So
okay.
But that's why I was asking about the width of the wall, what's required there. But I think that's sufficient, if we can agree on that.
Okay.
Is that fair? Yes?
Yes.
Yes? So moved with the recommendations.
Through the chair?
Yeah. It's been moved by the district commissioner, seconded by the vice chair. You're recognized, Madam Attorney.
So just to clarify the Commissioner Hardiman's motion, this would be on the CDMP. It would be a change to the CDMP covenant to require that the owner add additional outer landscaping to provide additional buffering along the east side of the property between the adjacent properties and the wall, and such landscaping shall be approximately the height of the wall or 1 foot lower than the wall height, and provided that such landscaping and wall are designed in such a way not to impair the use of the driveway. Commissioner, does that meet your, did I capture that?
Repeat just one last time the driveway language.
Provided that such landscaping and wall are designed in such a way so as to not impair the use of the driveway.
Okay, I just want to be clear about this, though. I don't want that to mean that they design a building that's wider to make a smaller driveway, which then impacts the size of the wall.
We already have agreed that the building will not increase beyond the existing 7,650 square feet, and the office is also limited, restricted to, I think, 3,675 or something.
Okay, so we're good? Yes? We captured all that spirit?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
And perhaps the applicant can respond as to how much additional time they may need to to make that revision to the CDMP covenant?
I can have it into, I mean, I'm going to have it re-signed. So I probably will need a week to get it back to you.
It's fair.
I'll get it to you sooner if I can. It's just my issue is my clients usually travel a lot, and trying to get a hold of them is difficult at times.
I understand. No further on readiness.
It's been moved, and it was moved by Commissioner Azari, seconded by the Vice Chair. I guess call the roll on the amended item.
Yes, this would be the vote on the CDMP application, and it would be to approve with the change and the condition that they submit a revised covenant within 10 days. Within 10 days.
All right, call the roll.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen-Higgins?
Four.
Senator Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Four.
Commissioner Hardiman?
Four.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Regalado?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Rodriguez?
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, would you like to recess the CDMP and move to the companion zoning, item for that same CDMP matter?
Sure.
Right, show us recessed. You want to take over here?
Yeah, go. Do you think?
All right. Let's go ahead and move into that zoning item, Madam Attorney.
Of course. It's item 1C.
All right, can you go ahead and, Mr. Director, read any remarks and any statement into the record?
Thank you. Item 1C, 585 Northwest 95th TERE LLC, application number Z20230000412. We've had no protest and no waivers of support.
Homes LLC as an October 2023 cycle application to amend the county's comprehensive development master plan, providing severability exclusion from the code and an effective date. Also 3B supplement and 3B1, which is the companion resolution to transmit. Again, this is a concurrent CDMP zoning application. So there would be one public hearing for both the CDMP and the zoning portion. And the companion zoning item, just for clarity, is zoning item 3C under the name Rancho Grande. And this is a public hearing.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open public hearing. I have no public speaker signed up to speak. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to speak on this item? Okay. Seeing none, public hearing is now closed. Mr. Arza, you're recognized for a quick presentation.
Good morning.
3 minutes, 2 minutes? What do you need?
I can run through it in a couple of minutes at all. We had an opportunity to speak with Commissioner Cohen-Higgins on the CDMP portion.
I think it's best to keep it brief. And then
we will keep it very, very brief. I'm joined today by Carolina Herrera and Melissa Bolivar of Lennar Homes and my colleague Erica Adams. I'm going to ask Ms. Adams.
You are, for those that are watching.
Oh, Hugo Arza. Did I really forget? It's Hugo Arza, 701 Brickell Avenue. Thank you for reminding me who I am.
Thank you for speaking with the district commissioner prior to.
We're blessed when there are CDMP applications. You all know that we will reach out. So we have had an opportunity to explain this application. We're talking about 21 acres on the south side of 312th Street, just west of 187th Avenue. A very modest request today. It is low density, 6 dwelling units to the acre. We are asking for the next category up, low with a DI1. However, we're also placing a covenant, and I'm going to ask my colleague to turn in the fully executed CDMP covenant to staff. We are doing a covenant that caps it at 150 units. So if you do math, and lawyers are never very good at math, but we're really just at maybe a little bit over one additional unit per acre. So a very modest request. And the two things that I think are most important to look at here, single-family homes. So you're going to see an increase in single-family homes and, for sale, which you know is Lennar's product. And I think, interestingly enough, we're also incorporating a significant historical structure as defined by the county. The Walker's Castle is on the property. It will be integrated into our clubhouse area. And so I think it's, it gives it a different flair for sure. The final, and I think this is probably the best rendering to capture that point, the final, and these are, you know, not to belabor the points of need and demand, that's the PAD agreement. And I will ask, we do have to make one quick change. We do have to make one additional change to the PAD agreement, so we're going to have that re-executed, so we will ask for a few days. But the CDMP covenant is fully executed, so you'll have that cap. The neighborhood outreach, I know it's important to all of you as a commission. I know it's important to the commissioner for the district, and I just wanted to show we have received 30 letters of support from knocking on doors. You obviously don't see anyone here. Nobody attended PAB, so we are confident that this is being well-received in this community through the efforts that we made, and I'll ask my it's been turned in. So the letters of support are back in the record. They were submitted during PAB, but they're back in the record. Will not belabor the LU8E and C factors because I think you all know them. I will close with we have recommendations of approval from your staff on both the CDMP item and the zoning item, which obviously is a concurrent item. We have Planning Advisory Board recommendation of approval. Community Council 14 did not have quorum at the time. They do now, so hopefully very soon you'll start seeing that. So if you follow staff's recommendation with our proffered covenant, we would appreciate that this morning, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Commissioner from the 8th District, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Hugo, Mr. Arza, I appreciate a number of things about this application. First, I appreciate the modest increase in density. We certainly need inventory, particularly home ownership as opposed to rental, but I appreciate the modest increase in density because it's fitting with the area. And I think that's important, especially for development in the South. So I appreciate that. I also appreciate the inclusion of the historic site into the design of the social and club and pool area. The residents of the South are always appreciative of that because you're just showing this level of commitment to kind of designing around these gems that we have that everybody wants to see preserved. And I'm also pleased with the letters of support that you were able to acquire and the level of community outreach on this application. So in light of all of those considerations and the fact that the Planning Advisory Board has a recommendation of approval, as does our staff, I move to adopt with the proffered declaration of restrictions.
All right, it's been moved by the district commissioner, it's been seconded by the chair. Seeing no further discussion on this item, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Commissioner Bermudez?
Yes.
Commissioner Cohen Higgins? Senator Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
Four.
Commissioner Hardiman?
Four.
Commissioner Higgins?
Yes.
Commissioner Regalado?
Yes.
Commissioner Steinberg? Vice Chairman Rodriguez?
Yes.
Chairman Gilbert? Motion passes unanimously.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Higgins moves to adjourn CDMP.
Recess.
No?
No, we're
adjourned.
Adjourned.
Seconded by Commissioner Bermudez. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Show us adjourned. All right, we'll take up now 3C, which is a companion. Director, Madam Attorney, Trevor One.
Thank you, 3C. Rancho Grande Castle Rock Farm and Nursery, LLC, application number Z20230003-8. We've had no protests and no waivers of support for this application.
All right. Public hearing was already heard in CDMP. Commissioner from the 8th District, you're recognized for a motion.
I move consistent with staff's recommendations.
We have a motion. We have a second by the chair.
You're the chair?
Yes.
Just in addition to staff's recommendation, which includes acceptance of the proffered covenant, my understanding is the applicant needs the 30-day condition